Manx Radio's update with Barry Redfern.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Friday, the 12th of August, 2022. 30-minute roundup of news, sport and travel on the Isle of Man. And this evening, a charity seeks financial support after an increasing number of people ask for help. The Treasury Minister apologises for miscalculating the living wage. The war in Ukraine is impacting production of wheat, and that could impact us here, says the Farmers' Union. And the fire service asks us to be aware of dangers during the hot weather. Those stories in just a moment in Update.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to six, the news headlines from Christian Jones. Faster, my Christian.
Government has admitted it's been miscalculating the island's living wage since it began measuring it 5 years ago. The living wage is a voluntary rate that organisations can choose to pay, while the minimum wage is legally enforceable. It was overstated by 80 pence in 2017, 19 and 20, and £1.24 last year. Lateral flow tests won't be free for everyone from next week. Manx Care will also stop asking visitors to do a test before attending. And the Manx National Farmers Union says the biggest challenges being faced by the island's farmers is the rising cost of production. President of the union, Ian Parsons, says the price of fertiliser has skyrocketed by 300% and believes many farms will be totally unviable this year. Turning to the international news, the author Sir Salman Rushdie has been stabbed in the neck on stage at New York State. He's been airlifted to hospital, but his condition is unknown. Sir Salman's 1988 book, The Satanic Verses, is considered blasphemous among many Muslims, and he's repeatedly faced death threats. Experts have warned England could see a drought last into next year following the driest summer for 50 years. It's already affecting parts of the southwest, east and south, with temperatures expected to hit the mid-30s. A number of fires have broken out across the country due to the dry conditions. And staff at UK post offices and BT have voted to go on strike in a dispute over pay. Members of the Communication Workers Union at both organisations will walk out at the end of the month. Those are the update news headlines. We'll be back at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
And there'll be just light winds this evening. Then the weekend will remain largely fine and hot, although cloud will increase late on Sunday with a risk of a shower by dusk. Maximum temperature again reaching 27 or 28 Celsius. The outlook more unsettled from Monday onwards with a risk of showery rain. Fresher winds and temperatures dropping back to near normal for mid-August by midweek. Sunset at 8:56 and sunrise tomorrow at 5:51.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com.
Cycling 22 miles a day to avoid high petrol prices. Having one partner work days and the other nights to save money on childcare costs. And deciding week by week which bills to pay and which ones not to. Those are just some of the examples we've been given at Manx Radio of ways people are trying to make ends meet during this cost of living crisis. The government has announced its first round of support and promised to expand it, but will it go far enough? Gemma has been sharing her story.
Me and my partner both work full time. He's also working extra time and extra shifts. I'm a childminder, so I work full time anyway from home. Due to the cost of living going up, our house has to be a certain temperature for us to work. But I've got an 8-year-old daughter who's been diagnosed with primary Raynaud's. So any temperature changes and she changes colour. In the heat wave that we've just had, she actually had 7 chilblains and she was cold. So even during that heat wave when we're all sweating with fans, I had to put the heating on to warm her up. Because we both work full time, we claim no benefits. The only thing we get is child benefit for both my girls. But with everything going up at the minute, I'm absolutely dreading it because I don't know who's going to help support Ellie while it's cold and we need that heating to go on because I'm too scared to put it on at the moment. We've already had a £500 gas bill that was sent last time. A month later, I got another gas bill of £179. So that's nearly £700 in 8 months of the year. We were told, oh, because we're not going to use it during winter, we don't need to rush about paying it, which is thankful because we don't have it anyway. But we're going to get another one soon, and that again is going to be high. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to the winter at all.
Do you have any idea how you're going to pay for it?
No idea. Everything's going up at the moment. Fuel's absolutely ridiculous. Rent and everything is going up, but our wages aren't. I mean, I'm self-employed, so when I have to go to Alderhay for a day trip, I lose a full day's pay, plus the expense on top of it that we need when we're buying food. So everything's going up, and I don't know how they expect people to pay for another rise of gas bills. It's ridiculous. But yeah, I am worried. All the bills, petrol, everything is going up like you wouldn't believe. Tesco shop's gone up a ridiculous amount. There's just no help or support, and I understand MHKs are trying their hardest, but a lot of the time it is words, and it's driving me insane because we don't want words, we need actions. The government have to step in at some point and say no, enough, has to stop.
Manx charity Isle of Play has appealed for financial support after it says a number of people have come forward recently asking for help. The chair of the organisation says this week alone, three families with children approached them in need of basic items. Maria Bridson told Lewis Foster why they're appealing to the business community before the winter fuel bills hit.
We've seen an upswing in sort of emergency referrals to us, and I think that's what I was highlighting in the post. Children with really desperate situations, you know, kids who don't have beds, children in emergency accommodation who perhaps don't have toys or books or a pair of wellies or a swimming costume. And that's been increasing recently.
And you're asking for specifically financial support?
Yeah, we have a great network of people on our Facebook following. And if we needed particular items, then I'm sure that, you know, the Great Manx public will pull together and provide those for us. But actually what we need is a fund where we can react really quickly to specific needs. There's no point us having paying for storage and having six cots waiting in case we get a request for a cot, when actually what we need is to be able to fund a teenager's pair of school shoes and to do that quickly. And I've been really lucky. I put that post late last night. I've had a number of businesses approach me already to see how they can help Isle of Play.
We're talking about the cost of living now, but looking ahead to the winter, what are your concerns?
Our concerns really are that there's gaps in the provision. As an island, we have a great third sector. There are people who are already working in this emergency sector, but sometimes it's difficult for people to know where to turn to for help. And additionally, that those pressures are increasing. You know, for a family, and I speak as a mum as well, September's really expensive. You've got back to school costs. Your child wants to join the football club. There's additional costs there. And people's budgets are really being squeezed.
The government's admitted it's been miscalculating the island's living wage since it began measuring it 5 years ago. It means the hourly rate for 2017, 19 and 20 were all overstated by 80 pence. And last year, an additional error meant it was overstated by £1.24. Treasury Minister Dr. Alex Allinson has been telling Sean Cowper what happened.
What happened earlier on in the year was that Statistics Isle of Man was created, which took over from the Economic Affairs Division. And they've got a far more rigorous way of making sure that all the data we use, all the data we publish, is as accurate as possible. They picked up an issue in the 2021 figure and the way it was calculated. The living wage is quite a complex calculation with weighted averages of family income and family expenses, and there'd been a miscalculation of that, which had then added on, which has been traced back to 2017. It's now been put right, and what we need to do is make sure we validate the figures for this year and going forward, both on Ireland and off Ireland.
It does mean that the living wage for this year, it is a fairly modest rise. We know the cost of living has gone up. This rate was calculated back in January before we had the current energy crisis. Is this an accurate depiction of what the living wage should be?
This is an accurate description of what the living wage should have been back in May this year when it should have been published. And I apologise for the delay in publishing it. What we will do is make sure now going forward, both for this year and for the years, that this is as accurate as possible.
We've certainly seen one local business owner on Twitter this morning very unhappy about the fact that this miscalculation has taken place. Would you apologise to people who have overpaid.
As I said, I apologise for this miscalculation. The main thing that government have done is as soon as this was spotted, it was pinpointed, we've gone back, we've traced where it's come from. We have then put the right procedures so that we do as much as possible to make sure that future mistakes do not happen. And going forward, we want to re-instill confidence and trust in the living wage as a good representation of what people should expect to be earning to satisfy their demands for a decent standard of living on this island.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
And sailings are generally on time, apart from the departure from Douglas. The Mananan was slightly late leaving, so it means that it'll be a few minutes later arriving in Liverpool at 6:05. All the other sailings seem to be on time.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
Another person has died in a COVID-related death on the island. The government's revealed the figure in a weekly surveillance report and has also made changes to who's entitled to free LFT tests for the virus. Amy Griffiths has more.
The reproduction rate, or R number, has risen from 0.5 to 0.9, although the seven-day average daily reporting has only gone up by 1 to 15. However, Public Health says the R number is sensitive to large fluctuations when daily case numbers are small. There was also a decrease or plateau in case numbers across all age groups. The number of people in hospital with the virus hasn't been released because the number is so small that Public Health says it would make those patients identifiable. There are also no results in this week's report from the wastewater testing pilot being undertaken. Meanwhile, government's announced lateral flow tests won't be free for everyone from next week. As of Monday, an eligibility criteria is being introduced for anyone needing the at-home tests for COVID-19. Free kits will only be made available to health and social care staff, patients attending hospital for a procedure, or those who are considered to be at a very high risk of serious illness from the virus. Everyone else will have to buy them from local pharmacies. However, if the risk to the general public increases again, then universal free tests will be reintroduced. From the same date, visitors to the prison or any of Manx Care's health and social care settings won't be asked to do a test before arriving. This includes patients attending day clinics, visitors to Nobles Hospital, and visitors to residential or care homes operated by the healthcare provider. Manx Care has also announced it will no longer be providing PCR tests from the 31st of August. Travel-related PCR testing must be done through a private entity on the island or can be booked through most major UK airports.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
The US consumer giant Johnson & Johnson will stop making and selling talc-based baby powder around the world, the company said today. The move comes 2 years after it ended sales in the US and Canada. The healthcare firm faced almost 15,000 lawsuits from consumers alleging that the talc products cause cancer. People will travel to Europe to go shopping because Britain no longer offers tax-free purchases to international tourists, according to the boss of a clothing chain, Superdry. Julian Dunkerton, who co-founded Superdry, said it was a blind move. Under the VAT retail export scheme, non-EU visitors to the bloc can recover the VAT on high street purchases, but the scheme was withdrawn in Great Britain in January 2021 after the UK left the EU.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
And at the close, the FTSE 100 was up 0.47 at 7,500. The DAX also up at 0.81 at 13,805. At 4:45, the Dow Jones was up 0.55 at 33,520. S&P 500 up 0.9 and at 4,244. And NASDAQ up 1.28 at 12,943. Exchange rates, the pound against the US dollar is at 1.212 and against the euro at 1.182. In the commodities market, gold is up 0.48 at $1,797 and Brent down 1.33 at $98.05.
You've got an investment plan?
Yeah, Mike set it up.
But don't you need loads of money to do that?
Not this one. It's called Shearwater from Ramsay Crook Hall, and you pay in monthly as little as £100. So it's like saving regularly, really helping us invest in the future. For a house, well, the kids' education.
£100 a month? I could easily do that.
You should. The sooner you start, the better.
Invest in your future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsay Crook Hall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookhall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
And it'll be a hot weekend with lots of sunshine until later on Sunday. Sea temperature 16 Celsius. On Saturday, the wind east or northeasterly 3, occasionally 4, soon decreasing 2 or 3. Wave height 0.2 to 0.4 metres, wave period 3 seconds, and the high tide at 1:12 p.m. On Sunday, the wind north to northeasterly becoming variable 2 or 3, the wave height 0.1 to 0.2 metres, and the wave period 3 seconds. High tide at 1:55 p.m.
If you have failed glazing units, speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing. Call 674 573. Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company, the island's only award-winning motor dealer. Find your perfect vehicle today at rexmotorcompany.im.
And so we say Fastermide, Dave Moore.
Fastermide, Caitlin Adshead and Ruby McCubbin are in action this weekend in the latest round of the European Trials Championship. The action takes place near Glasgow in Scotland, and Caitlin's hoping for a repeat of last week's performance, where she won in both the men's international class and the women's championship. Team Station Garage boss Michael Owen says the girls have done the island proud. The
crowd was incredible down there. We must have had well over 2,000 people in over the weekend at Scarlett. Caitlin Adshead won her class. Team Station Garage TRS, which now brings her up to second place in the overall standings in the Ladies European Championship. And we also had Ruby McCubbin riding as well, and she just narrowly missed out on the podium. And Stan Cubbin as well, who finished third in the Youth International class, which was an incredible result for him. But the whole weekend was incredible. We really, they all rode out of their skin. They rode brilliantly.
FC Isle of Man are in action again tomorrow. They're at home for their third North West Counties League Premier Division fixture of the campaign. They have a few notable injuries, the most being last season's top scorer, Sean Doyle. Teammate Stephen Whitley says he'll be sorely missed.
Sean's just got a 5 or 6 month injury, which is it's horrible to hear. He's not only one of my best mates, but he's also a teammate on the pitch. So 5 or 6 months from arguably our best player last year. He scored 40, 41, 42 goals. So that's going to be a big miss. So it's there now for someone to step up and hopefully bring the goals that he did.
You can hear live coverage of the game on Manx Radio AM 1368. It kicks off at 6 o'clock.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Starting with Ronald's Way and the departures, and there is a slight delay. The Liverpool flight, the 6 o'clock delay to 6:30, and the Gatwick flight is on time, so the rest of those are okay. Arrivals, the Manchester flight will be a little bit... actually, it should have landed about now. And the rest of the flights are actually on time. Now, the roads, until the 17th of August in Douglas, the Devonshire Road is closed for emergency gas repairs between Alexander Drive and Devonshire Crescent. Access for residents will be available from the bottom of Devonshire Road. And until Sunday, Peel Road is one way heading away from Douglas. Traffic heading into Douglas will be diverted along Circular Road and then St George's Street. Temporary lights until the 16th of August on Falcon Cliff Terrace. That's 24 hours a day. And until tomorrow, temporary lights on Howarden Avenue at the junction with Selborne Road, 24 hours a day. Just a reminder that on some stretches of the TT course, there is a 40-mile-an-hour limit in place, and the mountain road will be closed each evening from Monday, the 15th of August, to Saturday, the 20th of August. The closure will be between Ramsey Hairpin and Craignabar from 6:15 in the evening to 10:15 for Manx Grand Prix preparation work.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Spread your payments interest-free. Get more with Quayside.
Geopolitical situations outside of the island are having an impact here. That's according to Ian Parsons, the president of the National Farmers Union, about a possible shortage of food products. Mr. Parsons was talking on Manx Radio's Man in Line earlier today. He says the war in Ukraine is impacting the production of wheat, and Ukraine is the fifth largest exporter of wheat.
At the moment, I think we've only got one boatload so far has left Ukraine. Most of last year's harvest. There's quite a serious chance that there's very little going to be going in the ground this autumn, whether there's going to be anything harvested much over there. So that's going to create quite a global shortage. Back in the 80s, there used to be, you know, big food stores in Europe, wasn't there? Grain mountains. There is no reserve anymore. So therefore, if you know, take that 5% out, the massive rise in input costs, there'll be less food produced in the rest of Europe as well.
Claire Barber, what's the ministry, the department's view of this?
So, I mean, this is certainly an area of huge concern, and I mean, we've been in conversation with the MNFU, I've been talking with farmers, because you know, what's important is we know what's happening, and we're working for a solution for the Isle of Man as best as we can. But I think Ian's absolutely right, this is not an Isle of Man unique problem. You know, as we said, Ukraine was known as the breadbasket of Europe. I mean, it was somewhere that provided a huge amount of produce and exported, and we are in a position now where that just isn't available. And the stuff that is there is being taken by Russia back into Russia, because ultimately they are seeking to take Ukraine overall.
What's your opinion on the Update news agenda? Email update@manxradio.com or call 682 631.
The UK's Serious Fraud Office says two Isle of Man companies were investigated during a recent investigation into £100 million no-win, no-fee fraud. The trial of a 61-year-old Timothy Scholes, an investment manager for the Cayman Islands-based Axiom Legal Financing Fund, ended at Southwark Crown Court this week, with Scholes jailed for 14 years. Simon Richardson has more.
The far-reaching investigation by the SFO involved companies in England, Switzerland, France, Cayman Islands, Panama, Spain, the Marshall Islands and the Isle of Man. The two Isle of Man companies named by the SFO were Synergy Isle of Man Limited and Synaxis Holdings Limited. The Axiom Fund was set up in 2009 by Timothy Scholes to provide loans to law firms pursuing no-win, no-fee cases. The fund secured over £100 million from around 500 investors who were promised a secure return on their investments. Whilst investors were told their loans would be provided to a panel of high-quality law firms to fund legal cases with a high likelihood of success, the majority of the funds, amounting to £40 million, were paid to just three law firms, all of which Scholes either owned or held undisclosed interest in. The loans provided to these firms were siphoned off by Scholes. He used funds received from one of them to pay himself a salary of over £1 million. It funded a lavish lifestyle, which included the purchase of a fishing and shooting estate in the Lake District, a ski hotel and a motorboat. Scholes was convicted on five counts of fraudulent trading, fraud by abuse of position and money laundering.
We're being reminded to be more aware of our surroundings while enjoying the hot weather. The Isle of Man Fire and Rescue Service says they're always busier when the island experiences drier conditions. Speaking to Christian Jones, Staffing Officer David Dallimore talks about the potential consequences fires can have.
When there's hot weather, we tend to be more busy. There's a number of reasons for that. Primarily, the ground, people go out more, people like to enjoy the weather more and like to get into countryside. We're a relatively rural area. Unfortunately, the ground gets very dry and any sort of flame can set a fire that can be spread very quickly. People having disposable barbecues, a big, big cause of it. You know, people are using that, make sure they extinguish it and either take it home or get rid of it properly. You might have seen in the south of England, they've actually stopped selling disposable barbecues because they start so many fires. And again, these aren't people doing this on purpose. They're accidents that happen. Discarded cigarettes is another one. When the ground's so dry, that discarded cigarette, if it's not put out properly, that will start a fire. And it might just smoulder while the person's there, but when they leave, half an hour later, that can be a serious fire, something that could take a lot of our attention.
And what advice can you give to people with regard to minimising risk of essentially giving the weather the fuel that needs to actually create a fire?
It's about being sensible. If you've got glass bottles and you're out and about, make sure they get put away because they start a number of fires as well with the light shining onto the glass. It's about being sensible and having that awareness of what's around you. And the thing to think of, consequences if that fire happens, you know, it has a risk to people, a risk to businesses, a risk to wildlife, a risk to the environment. The consequences can potentially be massive.
And that's it for this evening, compiled from the resources of the Manx Radio Newsroom. Update newsreader was Christian Jones, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news, in a moment, Friday Sport with Dave Moore. 6:30, Mike Reynolds with more greatest hits. 9, Sweet and Swing with Howard Kane. And rounding off the evening, Rian Evans at 10 with After Hours. And don't forget, you can always contact us at update@maxradio.com. And don't forget, we have many podcasts you can listen to. From me, though, for this evening, it's goodbye.